Crab Feast. You know what it's all about.
This is the Crab Feast. I'm yelling, fuck that. You ain't gotta ask me, cause you could trust that. Every Tuesday, you already knew though. Ryan Sickler, soccer star, JUCO. Above ground, cool goes, better than most. Jay Larson, self-diagnosed. Go down low this week, last week. Here we go again, fuck the Crab Feast.
Oh. Welcome back to the Crab Feast, y'all. Another Tuesday. Another Crab Feast for that ass. What else? There was no way I was going to let you out pitch touch for 2 weeks in a row.
You gave it everything you had.
I had to give everything I had. I had to break you on one just to get even. We're 1-1 now.
What's up, Sickle? What's up, Feast
Good
Nation?
Good to touch your pitch, J. Larson.
Always a pleasure pitching touches with you. J. Larson Comedy on the internet. J. Larson Comedy on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Big thanks to everyone that checked out at midnight and hit me up and told me I wasn't a complete loser. And you guys are the best. I love you all. And I just want to say this, the 20th, August 20th and 21st. August 20th, I'm at the Super Serious Show at the Virgil. And on the 21st, I'm headlining the Hollywood Improv. So come out to any of those dates. Let me know if you're going to come out to the Improv. I think I can do some discount tickets for Feasters. And I love you guys to death. Sickle Cell.
Ryan Sickler on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, RyanSickler.com. All my in-town dates are there, but I want to tell you guys and remind you guys, we are coming up to the Pacific Rim, August 29th, Portland, Oregon, Hollywood Theater. We will be out there doing some stand-up.
What's up, Phil Knight?
And then August 30th, that's the next day, we're doing a stand-up show at the Highline in Seattle. It's Labor Day weekend. You guys are like, oh, we're in town looking for something to do. Come out. Come see us in Portland.
Come on, man.
Come see us in Seattle. You can get tickets on thecrabfeast.com or their sites as well. You can also get your merch. If you don't have any, we'll have some for sale at the shows. Amazon link, thank you guys for supporting us. You're making us look good on Facebook. You always make us look good on iTunes. If you're not on iTunes, you know we're on Stitcher.
Zuna Fornication. I'm getting so lazy.
That's a good
I'm
not one. Even. That's all right. What's the matter with that? Red Hot Chili Peppers. Crab Feast brought to you by GoDaddy. You can now find the right name for your business. Hundreds of new domain names are available now. Visit thecrabfeast.com today. Click the GoDaddy banner and you'll save 30% on your order. New or transfer.com domain names are still available for $1.99. Enter code FEAST at checkout. GoDaddy will honor that offer. Some limitations apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've asked for many times on Twitter, and we come correct. We're excited to have her here for the first time on the Crab Feast. Please welcome Miss Pat to the Crab Feast, everybody.
Miss Pat.
Pat,
welcome to the Crab
welcome
Feast, Miss Pat.
Hey, everybody. They got me, and I don't have crabs this time.
This time.
It's so
crabs.
Good to have you here. What?
Say, you never had crabs?
Mm-mm.
It's way better than gonorrhea. That's all.
That is a hell of an intro.
Way better.
Gonorrhea burns on the inside. Crabs just move around and bite you. You can deal with them by finding them and getting rid of them. But
yeah.
Fucking gonorrhea, you got to go take.
You can't even
shots.
Set that on fire. You can set crabs on fire. You can't set gonorrhea.
Have you
on
done
fire.
A PSA for crabs? Crabs way better than gonorrhea.
Way better than gonorrhea. The Crab Feast is definitely better.
I'm just
better
saying,
than
I've been there with both of them, and you rather have crabs.
Well, welcome, Miss Pat. That is a hell of an introduction. It's so good to have you here. And, you know, before we get started in anything, we like the guests to plug themselves. So please, anything, that didn't sound right, but plug anything you'd like, Miss Pat, actually.
Just like,
might have been how you got that gonorrhea.
Got some dates coming up.
Yeah, comedian Miss Pat, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Don't do a lot of fucking Instagram. I ain't got no pictures to show, but, you know, that's for the young people.
No, with that broken phone.
Fuck you. I don't got time to be taking pictures of my fucking food. I'm going to eat, then take a picture of the plate. Coming up August 8th through the 9th, I'm in Toledo at the Laugh Comedy Club. Funny Bone, one night only. So please
in Toledo?
Come out. No. That's in Dayton.
Oh, Dayton, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
August 21st. Please come out and see me because they canceled and rebooked me. So that kind of hurt my feelings, but I know I'm nobody right now.
Get out there and see her, Dayton.
Yes. And Zany's Comedy Club, which is August 28th through the 31st.
That in Chicago?
Chicago.
Yeah, yeah, that'll like be Chicago. Fun.
Only thing I don't like about Chicago is the black people really get killed out, but the food is fucking great. But the club is in a white neighborhood, so I'm safe as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're not killing nobody downtown.
No. But this, I mean, that's the murder capital of the U.S. right now, right?
Fuck, they shoot babies. I'm from the hood. I used to shoot people, but I didn't shoot a fucking baby. I'm like, baby, move out the way so I can shoot your fucking daddy.
God, put the guns away. We got a baby in the way. God damn it.
They shoot fucking babies at barbecues. Like, who the fuck? I was there last year for the 4th of July working, and they shot a baby at a barbecue. I'm like, first of all, when do black people shoot at barbecues? That's the only time we get along, barbecue and funerals.
You should be chilling, yeah.
Yeah. So.
It was like maybe a month or so ago that I feel like it was something crazy, like 28 killings over like
82.
A weekend. What? I had it back. I had it backwards.
82. How do 82 people get shot?
82. Did you know that, Jay Larson?
No.
Just like a month or two ago, it was like the bloodiest weekend. 82. Like Al Capone came back or something.
I did hear
like,
there were also 104 barbecues that weekend.
You probably fucking right. They shoot them at the barbecues. I'm telling you, I don't fuck with Chicago.
So, Miss Pat, where are you originally from?
Atlanta. The inner city of Atlanta.
Where?
In the inner city of Atlanta.
Okay. And you're based out of Indiana now, though.
I'm based out of Bourne's, Indianapolis. I live in a nice little country white neighborhood.
That's
I'm
nice.
The only black family in my community.
How's the food?
They're like, there she goes, there she goes, there she goes. She is. Look at Miss Pat.
You know what? They really do that shit, too. White people come over to introduce themselves to you just so they can say, I know you fucking here. I'm serious. Like, my neighbor come out. She was like, oh, with the Thompson, my husband work at UPS. I said, well, bitch.
Oh, what? Shout out to UPS, Baltimore Hub, Primary One, Joe Avenue. Go ahead, Miss Pat.
Fuck is all that?
I used to work at UPS.
I used to work at UPS, except I didn't go introduce myself to black people in the neighborhood.
Well, yeah, so she come out, she was like, oh, so I'm with a Thompson. I'm like, who gives a fuck? So my husband work at UPS. I said, well, we the Lees, the Williams, and the Lays. Because, you know, everybody got last night. I got two sets of kids.
We're a snack. You sound like a potato chip company.
Yeah, like, bitch, my husband work at General Motors. I'm going to give a fuck about you. Get in the house.
But there is a new age white person, and I want to put a potential spin on that for you. They could very well be people coming over to meet you and befriend you so that they can then go, you know, I have black friends.
Yeah.
My neighbors are black. Yeah. I go over there all the time. Like, it makes them feel better about themselves.
I don't know why white people feel so guilty. You don't have to have a black friend. I don't fucking care to have a white girlfriend. I mean, unless we got something in common, you know?
Yeah.
They only make sense. White girls only make sense when they fuck black guys, because then they can understand a lot of shit about you, because they black on the inside.
So wait a minute. What made you move to that neighborhood? Is it like a?
So my kids wouldn't get killed.
There you go.
Yeah, better school system. Yeah. Mine works for General Motors, so we bought a nice house there.
Is there a plant there?
Yeah. He builds the Allison transmission.
All right.
What do your kids think about what you do?
Fuck, my kids are funny as hell. They like it. I talk about their asses a lot.
All right, so how old are your kids? Tell us.
28, 27, 14, and 16.
28, 27, 14, and 16.
Yes.
How come you didn't go 16 and 14?
I don't know.
I just wonder why. Thought you flipped them up.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why.
I thought maybe
the fourth one was adopted and you're like 14, but
no,
then I adopted a 16-year-old.
No, fucking kids, no. But I have a 16 and a 14-year-old.
And they still live at home? The other two are out on their own?
Fuck yeah. I don't play that shit. I don't have no courtyard like this. You're not living in the back of my house without paying me. I used to use the fuck out of my son, right? Because he's a fucking idiot. So I would charge him like $200-some worth of rent every week. And then I would make him buy his food. Then I would make him pay me so he could play his Xbox in the house. I was using the shit out of him until he got a girlfriend. I was like, bitch, you fucked up my hustle. So he got a girlfriend and moved out.
So how old were you when you had your first kid?
14.
14 years old.
Yeah, he was married. I met him when I was 12. I gave birth when I was 14, and he was 22.
Damn.
Yeah.
How'd you know him?
I was walking down the street from a YMCA party with my cousin.
YMCA bars get crazy in Atlanta, apparently.
Well, you know, he looks really young, and this old motherfucker used to skate all the time. He used to go to the skate rink in Atlanta. Uh-huh. So he
talking about roller skating and not skateboarding. Skate. Yes, okay.
Yeah,
yes.
Fuck yeah, black people don't skateboard.
They do out here.
Oh,
they do out here.
Be white. Well, the ratio is very, yeah.
So I was coming home from a party. First time I ever been out. I was only 12 years old. He pulled over because he knew my sister's boyfriend. And I had a really nice figure. You know, I'm fat as fuck. Now, that's what happens when you have babies young. So he pulled over and he started talking to me. And I always thought I was the ugly kid because I had really bad acne and shit. Mm-hmm. And he just started talking in it. And I was so fucking dumb. I remember he come back over my house the next day. And I was like, hey, you want to be my boyfriend? Will you give me a chance? He was like, you fine as fuck. I want to fuck you. That's what he was really saying.
Yeah.
So we started dating. And I got pregnant. And his wife knocked on the door.
Whoa. Shut up. Get the fuck. I forgot about the wife. Yeah. The whole time I'm thinking, what kind of shit hit the fan when your family knew you got pregnant by an adult?
22. Nothing.
And I forgot about the wife. So let's go your way. Fuck,
what'd she say?
She knocked on the door. So here I am, 13.
Living at home.
Living at home. My sister was pregnant too. I mean, you know.
By him?
Fuck no.
Oh, okay. I really didn't know. I was just curious.
She was pregnant by his brother. So my sister was pregnant.
She's kidding.
One sperm off. No, I don't think she is kidding.
No, I'm for real.
She said he knew your sister's boyfriend. That was your connection to him.
Yeah.
See, I'm listening.
But when I started dating him, she started dating his brother.
Gotcha.
Got it.
So now you're both pregnant by the who's? What are their last names?
The Lays.
The Lays got
literally
the what?
Williams.
The Lays got the Williams girls.
The Lays
get
laid, man.
Yeah. Yeah, they laying some shit up into the Williams' girls. So and
So I get pregnant, his wife knock on my door. And I didn't even fucking know he was married. So
you didn't?
No, I didn't know. I was fucking 13.
And
I don't know about
you didn't even know how to drive.
I didn't know how to drive. I was just learning how to put on my fucking Kotak correctly. For a whole year, I was putting it up with the sticker upside down. Oh, y'all don't get that because you
yes,
wear
we do. That's
pad.
Velcro. I know, yes.
So his wife knocked on the door, and she said she wanted to speak with me. And I'm a little girl, so I was like, this somebody new in the neighborhood. Maybe she want to come outside and
but
play.
Can I ask you one question? At this moment,
outside and play.
At this moment right now, when she's knocking on the door, do you know you're pregnant?
Oh, yeah, I'm okay. About 5 months pregnant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was showing and everything. So she asked me, she was like, I need to speak with you. And I was like, for what? And she was like, I'm Daryl's wife. So I'm so fucking confused because I'm only 13. So I'm like, who the fuck is, how can you be Daryl's wife when I'm his girlfriend? She was like, I was like, you got to be his girlfriend first. She was like, how old are you? I'm like, I'm 13, bitch. How old are you?
Yeah, back up, bitch. And a half.
That's my man. So she takes me outside. This is a true fucking story. We go outside and we started talking and the ice cream man coming down the street. So she buy me a bomb pop. And she buys me the bomb pop because she wanted me to have an abortion. And I'm
that
like,
was her bribery?
Yeah, I was like, bitch, you want me to kill my baby for a bomb pop?
Make it two bomb pops.
I mean, maybe a box of bomb pop, but not one. I mean, this the 80s. Those bitches was 25 cents back then.
Seriously.
And how old is she?
She was
20s.
Probably, yeah, she was 20s.
And was this the only time you had sex with him, or had you been having?
I had been having sex
because you were his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right.
But turned out everybody was his fucking girlfriend because he had like 24 kids when it was
what?
Whoa. Holy shit.
I'm not lying. I would go to the hospital and the community hospital, which is Grady in Atlanta, mm-hmm. and they would call my name, but they would call his other bitch's name too, because they were getting prenatal care, and you know these bitches' name. And we would all get up and we would be in line getting our blood drawn behind each other.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's hardcore.
That is.
Do your children so then she bribed you with the ice cream. That didn't work.
Well, no, when she brought me with the ice cream.
Well nothing worked.
She didn't say, she was, hey, I'm going to buy you an ice cream to get an abortion. She said, I want you to have an abortion. And I was like, why? She was like, because if you have this baby, it's going to mess up my marriage. And I'm saying to myself,
Daryl's messing up your marriage.
Well, he had been cheating.
Right.
I wasn't the only one. I was just the first one to get pregnant.
I'm going
to
be straight with you. In order to get to the bottom of this, we're going to have to ask someone else. Daryl, get your ass out of here.
Get out of the pool, Daryl. He's in a jacuzzi with a girl. Look at him. Damn it, there.
No fucking good. And you know, he the one, okay, later on, he's turned out to be a piece of shit. I ended up spending like 11, 12 years with him. He fucking shot me. I shot him back. He used to beat on me.
Hold on a second. Let's roll back.
Yeah, you can't just gloss over.
So that you told that bitch to skate. You're like, get out
no,
of
here. No, well, he found out that she came to my house. So then she decided, since I wasn't going to get no abortion, she wanted to beat me up. What the fuck you want to beat me up for, bitch? I'm 13 years old.
I'm trying to kill the baby.
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
You know, then he beat her up, and then she go on home because she was pregnant too. I had a baby in August, and she had one in January.
Good.
When?
January. Fuck is y'all left the rest of January.
I love it.
Hey, we say Tuesday. To each their own, girl. All right. So now there's so many questions. We
a lot of questions.
I just, my next question is but then you had a baby within a year?
I had my first child. I was 14. So at this time, I was in elementary school because there was no middle school back then. So I'm sitting in fucking seventh, eighth grade, pregnant. So then
the fuck you looking at? I'm gonna tell Daryl. Do your algebra, girl.
You know what's fucked up? Because once you get pregnant, that fucking sense start kicking in that you about to be a parent. So you grow up so much quicker when you start responsibility. Yeah. So when I used to go to like sex ed class and the teacher would show the penis and the vagina, and one day I was like, teacher, my boyfriend dick is way bigger than that.
You said that?
Yeah, she's like, bitch, get the fuck out of my class. You know, so I had that baby, and then I got pregnant again. And I had him.
From Daryl?
Yeah. Then I got pregnant again, and I was like, I can't afford this shit.
So how did Daryl talk you into it a second time? I mean, wasn't it... Well, rewind. Wasn't it traumatic at 14 to have a baby? 14 you delivered? Is that when you...
I delivered. She was 9 pounds.
Was that normal?
Holy shit.
Was that like normal?
That was normal in the neighborhood. It was nothing to see.
Oh, in the neighborhood.
I mean, in the hood. I'm serious. It's nothing in the black community.
Yeah.
In the 80s, that fucking teen pregnancy skyrocketed. So everybody was pregnant.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you mean, you didn't look out of place or nothing, you know? If my daughter got pregnant where we live at now, she'll look out of fucking place. Like, bitch, what the fuck is going on at your house?
What do you practice? Do you preach safe sex to your kids now?
None of my kids have, but I have one grandbaby, but he's 27. I mean, but my son is 27.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I told my kids, I said, I don't have a problem with you fucking. I have a problem with you.
You say it like that?
Yeah. My kids know. I'm like,
I
don't fucking, I don't do no bursting to be. I was like, look, I don't have a problem with you fucking. I have a problem with you creating responsibility that you cannot take care of.
Yeah.
A baby costs money. Get all the dick you want. Eat all the pussy you want because my daughter's gay. But don't create no fucking child because kids cost money.
Yeah.
And I told my son that for years, and he's had his first one when he was 27.
Wow. I just see her knocking on the door. I know you fucking, man. Just keep it safe, all right?
Pull that shit out.
I know what it's like in January. People get...
You get crazy in January.
Yeah, so, I mean, and it was a struggle having two fucking kids at 15.
Because I can't imagine Daryl's much support.
Oh, no, because you know what? Daryl was having babies left and right. And I was like the main bitch. So, because I had the money. By this time, I'm a big-time drug dealer. So
hold on. What do you mean by this time?
Just I was a big-time over. Drug dealer.
Like wait, she just said, I started
were
working
you in school?
At the mini-mart.
Fuck no.
When did you drop out of school?
Eighth grade.
School hard knocks,
eighth
girl.
Grade. He dropped out. Had baby one.
Mm-hmm.
And then you started selling
no,
drugs.
No, I had baby two, and then I started selling drugs.
Because you needed to support
because
the babies.
I tried
were you
to
still living at home?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that like? Was your dad, mom, who,
dad.
Anybody
come
around?
On, dude, all right, I'm black. Don't ask questions you know the answer to.
All right.
Yeah, I got the same answer.
Was your mom like just pissed that you were...
She was an alcoholic. This is what my mom said. I didn't want to tell my mom I was pregnant because my sister was already pregnant. My mom was an alcoholic. So my next door neighbor took me over there. She's like, you look like you're pregnant. So she gave me a pregnancy test. Came back, I was pregnant. So I was like, I don't want to tell my mom. I'm thinking she's going to be mad at me, but she really didn't give a fuck. So we tell my mom I'm pregnant, and I'm 13. And she was like, well, at least the food stamp will go up by $35. The welfare check will go up by $35.
Wow.
I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when she used to get her welfare check, she literally
35, you know how many bomb bomb pops that is?
Fuck bomb bomb pops. You need goddamn pimples by this time.
I know.
Baby, jeez. You can't stick no bomb bomb pop in no baby ass.
No.
So after that, I had my second child, and then I got pregnant with my third child, I had a set of twins. God forgive me. But I had an abortion. So I had to go and become emancipated minor.
Okay.
So I became an adult and I moved out at 16.
And who are you living with? Yourself?
Yeah, because I would get jobs and a lot of people didn't want to give me jobs. So I would go to one of those temp services and make money during the day.
Yeah.
But a lot of people didn't
want to. And what would you do with the babies?
My mom would keep them.
Okay.
People would help me out.
Yeah.
And then, so when I couldn't, when that wasn't enough, so I started selling drugs because everybody was getting on dope in the community.
Now, hold on. You moved out of your mom's house, but did you stay in the same neighborhood?
I live right behind her. I had an apartment for $400 a month.
Wow.
Louis Fisher's.
So her pool house, really?
Yeah. But she lived in the same type of fucking efficiency. I just moved directly behind
her. Right behind. So you shared a backyard?
Yeah, we shared a backyard.
That works.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're 16, two kids.
Selling drugs.
On your own, selling drugs. What are you selling?
Crack.
Crack?
Just crack. Like, that's it?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know.
Well,
heroin,
like, I love that.
Coke.
Like, you went into selling cars, and you could start, like, at a used lot and get your feet wet. Or you could just go right to selling, like, Bugattis or something.
A lot of people start with weed.
I was selling Bugattis. I never really sold weed. I sold crack, and I made a lot of fucking money. So now I moved.
What was your best day?
About 15 grand a day.
A day?
A trap that made 15.
Wait, that was a regular?
You had a what that made 15 grand?
They're called traps. They call something different now because yeah. I don't know shit about the hood. But back then, it was called traps. And I had a fucking trap that made about $10,000 to $15,000 a day.
And what is a trap?
A corner where people stand and
okay.
come to get the drugs.
Holy
at.
Just a rat yeah. trap then. You got the cheese and they're all rolling to the corner.
Yeah.
Snap, snap, snap.
So I sold, and I had my first $100,000 at 16. I thought I was fucking rich. So I combined with a childhood friend from my neighborhood.
Did Daryl come knocking again?
All the time. He took my
I
money.
I didn't know that.
He took my money and would take it to his other hole.
Get the
all
fuck.
Because
you were his main bitch.
I was the main bitch.
You
were
the main bitch. I thought. I wanted to see. Now, I was going to say to you, don't all of you think you're the main bitch?
Yes, but you never are.
You never are.
Now, did your mom
Daryl's
know?
The main
did, your,
bitch.
Did your sister know? Did everyone in your family know you were selling crack?
Yeah. My family was
my
on
top,
crack.
My mom was employed a month.
No, my mama didn't do no fucking crack. She smoked weed.
Oh, weed. All right. So she was good with the drugs.
Yeah. She only did weed.
Wow.
But yeah, she knew I moved out. I was 16 with two kids. And she would come down there and I would give her money and stuff.
$100,000 in your hand at 16.
Yep.
And were you ever robbed? Did anyone ever try to take you? I mean, you're young. You're little. I feel like they wouldn't try to overpower you or anything.
What the fuck is you talking about? I can fight. You don't fucking want to fuck with me.
I don't, bitch. I'll fight your ass right now.
Well, come on. I beat your ass first.
Person
you got Jay in the first one ever punch you in the face. Yeah.
No, I really never got robbed. But you know I got shot twice.
By Daryl. You said
Daryl shot me once. And then another dude shot me in my titty.
Another dude?
Yeah, shot my fucking nip off with a 45.
Get out. Motherfucker. How close was he?
He was fucking far. He had a, okay, we get to arguing because he's a jealous motherfucker. So we're in the hood and he spit on my car. So I tucked my pistol and I was like, get the fuck out of here before I shoot
you. So you had
a
pistol
spit
in the
on your car.
Car
you pulled
out
a gun.
So many questions. Yeah.
So
I love how you take things. 0 to 60 with Miss Pat. That should be your podcast. 0 to 60 with Miss Pat. The fuck you... Gun out.
Yeah, so I take my guns, like, get the fuck out of here and leave me alone. So he come back down the street and he's shooting.
With what?
A fucking 45.
Jesus.
And this shit hit me up under my arm and blew my fucking nipple and my areola apart. But it did not hurt.
You know I got a breastfeed, motherfucker. God damn it.
Thank God.
Daryl, you shot my areola off, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm your main bitch.
So what do you do then? Do you go to the hospital?
She said it didn't hurt. It didn't hurt?
It didn't hurt.
Why?
I don't fucking know. I guess the adrenaline, but it literally did not hurt. It hurt it the next day because they can't sew up your titty.
Yeah.
So they just gave me this clear patch and the
your
shit.
Your titty had an eye patch.
It did have a
fucking
eye patch.
Holy shit.
I never thought of it like that. That's cute. I'm going to start asking white dudes, you want to suck a titty with an eye patch?
You should. That is a definite market.
So
there
once,
is a market.
Once I got shot, it just healed back on its own.
Wow.
Where were you? Outside? Were you in your car?
Outside.
Where were you when he got you?
In a crackhead yard. Some crackheads.
And he just drove. Was it a drive-by or he just walk up and shoot?
He was in a car and he started shooting. And I thought I snagged my nipple like on a door, but it actually was a fucking gunshot wound when I got there.
Jesus.
That thought is frightening.
I'm not scaring you guys.
This is awesome.
I smacked my nipple on the door back there.
I did. I was like, oh, fuck, the dough jam caught my titty. You know, because you in the hood, the dough jams are raggedy. The shit be sticking out.
Yeah.
So I'm bleeding. And I'm looking. Titty. It's just fucking bleeding. So when the paramedics get there, they lift my arm. And they was like, oh, you was hit. It was a big ass hole up under my arm.
You got grazed.
No,
morning
grays.
It went through.
Yeah, here. And you know what?
When you ever see that dude afterwards?
I've never seen him. His name is Monk. I've never seen him. I used to see him after he shot me, of course.
Yeah, and but you ever try and get him back or anything?
No.
None of these punks show up at any of your Atlanta shows or anything?
I don't play Atlanta. But oh, you don't? They probably do because my name is Rabbit. So when you, like, sometime when I'm walking and people are like, Rabbit. And it immediately, it's like everything I ever done wrong in my life just come back to my mind. Like, who the fuck are you? You know me if you call me Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be doing a show. It's going to be a guy laughing his ass off and thorough, like, shot her in the titty, man.
Crab Feast fans don't come out and call you Rabbit. Watch. They'll be yelling at you from the crowd. So, go ahead.
No, so, and then the second time you got shot was from Daryl.
Daryl, yeah. He shot me in the back of the head.
In the back of the head?
Come on, that's real?
That's like execution style. What the fuck?
How Daryl's far away trying to kill you.
He did try to kill me.
How far away was he?
You know what? He was like, he was, I had a boyfriend over. I had a gal. Over. So he,
How old are you?
I'm 16.
All right, how old were you got hit in the titty?
All of this, I was 15 when I got shot in the head and titty. I got shot two times.
All right, hold on a second. Were you doing crack or were you just selling it?
I never do drugs. I've never done drugs.
I would have rubbed crack on my titty, though. I would feel like that would have felt better, like when it got shot.
I was in an abusive-ass relationship.
Yeah. So did Daryl have you selling crack or were you just...
No, I was much smarter. Daryl sold crack first for his cousin, so he made a good amount of money. But I always thought you was a stupid motherfucker because Daryl would take his money, and he had so many hoes and so many baby mamas. And I was like, I'm going to learn how to do this shit on my own. That's what my friend taught me how to do it. So then Daryl's cousin stopped giving him drugs, I mean, fronting him dope, so he had no way to get money. So he relied on my money because everybody wanted me to fucking sell their dope. Because
why? You were good at it?
I was good at it.
Now, okay, so they taught you how to sell crack, and you're selling crack. You weren't doing any drugs.
I never done drugs.
And how many hours a day were you putting out on the corner?
I would probably get out there about 8, leave 10, 11 o'clock. If it wasn't the night I wanted to go to the club, I was committed.
And were you spending time with the kids?
They was there with me.
Oh, they were out there with you?
They went to school right in front of the trap.
Shut up. That's amazing.
I know I was a fucking horrible mom.
Trap Elementary.
No, it was
PS2,
not.
Man.
Oh, man.
Trap Elementary.
Why
home of the traps.
Sell drugs in front of my daughter's school.
The mascot. Traps.
Shut the fuck up.
Wait, are you still close with the... Are you close with all your kids?
Fuck yeah, they love me. Okay, they think good. I'm the greatest mom in the world. Nobody really remembers selling crack with my daughter because
they always remember you being there when they got out of school.
Well, yeah,
physically there. Well, like, oh, there's mom again.
Well, I sold drugs.
Is that mom with the 45? God damn it.
Who's that lady got a bleep titty? That's my mom right there, man. Areola got shot off yesterday.
I was like famous. Everybody knew who the fuck Rabbit was. And even the principal of the school, so he used to fuck with me. He would put my daughter class directly on the side where I sold the drugs at. And so she would be right by the one. I'd be like, hey, I'm coming to eat lunch with you. And my daughter was like, I fucking hate you, bitch. Why don't you stop selling dope in front of my fucking school? So she was like, I want to transfer because you sell drugs in front of my school. I was like, bitch, I'm grandfathered in. Ain't no signs out here. The fuck is wrong with you? I was there before the drug-free zone. You know the drug-free
zone?
Yeah,
schools all have that now.
So
yeah.
You got grandfathered in?
Yeah.
Just like we're number 42 in the majors. She's over here like, I've been here before all sides were. Like, she got a point. That's Miss Pat. She knows what she's doing.
Were the cops not just, were they leaving you alone?
No. No, no, no. I had one officer, Officer Beard. Nobody ever asked me about the officer. This fucker was determined to lock me up. So, you know, I'm underage. I got a driver's license. I had a learner's license that you need to drive with a learner license. And I had a fucking Cadillac. I had like 8, 9 cars with a fucking learner license. But
and Daryl wasn't good with his money. You got 9 cars.
Well, I just learned how to drive, so I was just buying shit. You want to live that hood life.
Yeah.
So I got these cars, but I can't drive them by myself. So I would get a crackhead to ride in the car because the crackhead taught me how to drive.
Uh-huh.
So the crackhead would ride around, and I was like, I'm going to give you a certain amount of rocks an hour to stay in the car with your driver's license. All you got to do is smoke crack and show your driver's license when the police pull me over.
Wow. How many times do you arrest?
Feel free to freebase. I need to get down to Walgreens.
How many times?
About four times.
Only four times you arrested?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
How many years did you sell for?
I sold from 16 to I met my husband by 19.
Oh,
three
wow.
Years. 3 years.
No, a little bit longer than that. 20, probably about 4 years I sold, correct.
4 years, shot twice, arrested once per year. That's not bad.
I did now crack, I only got not arrested money, twice. Man. But I got arrested a lot of time, like for beating on Dara. Like I catch Dara in the bed with bitches. He'd been out all night with my car. So I tell you one incident.
Which one?
My Cadillac. He had this bitch in my car, so I would hunt him. He was the most stupidest fuck I ever seen. All I had
fertile
to do
was a motherfucker though.
He was fertile.
Fertile. He was potent.
He could fuck too. I'm glad my husband don't listen to these podcasts.
Daryl fucked with a purpose.
Yeah, to get you hooked. But I caught him in the bed with this chick one day, and I look in the window, he in the bed with two bitches. So I walk in there, and I kick him in his face, like, get up, bitch. And he was like, get the fuck out of here. I was like, you in the bed with these hoes, and you ain't, he had like an apartment. So I was like, why the fuck you didn't come home? He's like, get the fuck out of here. So I slapped the girl. I said, y'all hoes, go home. She said, I'm not going anyway. I said, okay, bitch. So I grabbed a gin bottle, you know, with the ridges in it, and I slapped that bitch so hard. She was like, oh, Daryl, call me. I'll see you later. I said, yeah, bitch, because I can hit you a couple more times because it did not break.
Jesus.
And we fought like a motherfucker.
Holy shit.
I just catch Darren in the bed with bitches all the time. Two, three bitches.
You just kick his ass?
Yeah, but usually I'm the one to get injured because he's a fucking dude. I would fight him like a dog. Like, he would hit me in the same eye every other weekend. So, you see, I mean, I got on makeup, so you really can't see. But I was like, I think I had this eye busted split about eight times.
Yeah.
Damn.
So I was like, look, motherfucker, can you hit me in my right eye so we can balance this shit out? So
yeah,
now this
real
eyebrow is fucked up because he used to hit me in the left eye all the time.
Damn. You would have been the original left eye. The original left eye. Right?
With a patch and everything.
You had a patch. That was the mistake. You're supposed to put the patch on the eye. You put it on the titty, girl. Yeah. Oh, wait, so close.
So when you were 18, you met your now husband?
Yeah, 19, I met my now husband.
Wow, you guys have been together a long time, huh?
23, 24, something like that.
And what was he doing when you met him? What was the switch for you?
Just got out of the military.
All right. Not out of prison, out of the military.
Never been to prison. Never had a traffic ticket.
That's a big difference. Never had a traffic ticket?
Always worked. Very intelligent guy. Total opposite.
Where the hell did you meet him?
At a fucking comedy show. Bruce was the host one
night. Bruce. We love Bruce.
Bruce.
Oh, Bruce.
I went out with my girl, with my brother's girlfriend.
Did you know you always wanted to do comedy, or when did you?
No, didn't know I wanted to do. I went to the way I became a comedian. I went to the welfare office to certify for my food stamps and welfare. And usually I get a white woman, so I tell her how horrible my life was.
What age was this?
I was probably 19.
What the fuck happened to all that crack money?
Do you know anybody? Come on, dude. You know black people.
You invest that.
Really? Who in the hood telling black people, invest that crack money, bitch?
Listen, your portfolio, you got to improve this.
Yeah. Right.
Diversify your shit, man.
Diversify hell. Yeah. You give it to Nikes and Joys.
Yeah,
and
right.
The clothes and the clubs and Daryl's and his bitches and all his babies.
Yeah.
So after I met my husband, I'm starting to get my life back together. So I go and I go to the welfare office. And this year I have a black caseworker. So I'm in there trying to run scheme on it because I didn't want a fucking job. Oh, my life is so horrible. Daryl shot me. You know, my mama wasn't shit. And I'm telling these ladies all these horrible ass stories. And this bitch busts out laughing.
Laughing?
I'm like, what the fuck are you laughing at? And she's like, you should be a comedian. This shit is hilarious. Like, bitch, I didn't come here for a job. I came here for free shit. And so that's when I ever first really heard that I was funny.
Wow. That's crazy.
So all I tell is just life stories.
Yeah.
Now, your husband, he clearly knows about your past, everything, or not. Well, he doesn't listen to podcasts. Is there anything you don't tell him?
No, I tell him.
He know about the trap and all that stuff?
He know about the crab, the gonorrhea, the fleas, everything.
Now, what about
fleas?
Mostly from Daryl. What about
from Daryl?
Yeah. What about your younger kids when they talk to the older kids? The older
kids
like, no, but I mean, is it a world of difference? Like, clearly they're not selling crack outside of their elementary schools.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, mommy's still, what are you bitching about? Mommy's still crack outside of my room.
My younger kids, you know, they more, I call them my Medicaid kids versus my Blue Cross Blue Shield kids. My Blue Cross Blue Shield kids ain't shit because they had it really good.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
You know, because my kids now, we can't eat free lunch. What the fuck is free lunch? My first set of kids was happy as hell to get free lunch.
No kidding.
But my two kids now, they too fucking bougie. They in the suburbs. They got it good. They been to private school. My other two kids was on the corner having mama crack and they fucking Pampers and shit. You know, watching out for the police with me. So these other two sets, they just some fucking brats.
Damn. Hold on. We didn't even get to it. Why the hell did Daryl shoot you in the back of the head, and how close to you was
Thank you.
He was pretty close. He hit me with the gun and it went off. And so it cracked the shit out of my skull and it knocked me out. And this fuck nigger, excuse my French, he ran off and left me.
What? No 911 call or anything?
No 911 call or nothing.
I told you he was the bitch.
Why? Because he thought he killed you.
He thought he had killed me because when he shot me, that shit knocked me up against the wall. And I kind of like went out and he ran out of the door. So we didn't have no cell phones back then. So I went to a payphone and I called the police.
You?
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. Daryl intentionally meant to do this.
I think he did. He always said he didn't mean to shoot me.
So he always said Thanksgiving. I told you, never meant to hit her. Never meant to shoot her. I meant to hit her with a gun. Didn't mean to shoot
her. Never hear the end of this one. So what? Was he like putting the gun to the back of your head, like shaking or
no,
something?
He
and it went off?
He went to hit me.
Oh, he went to hit you, beat you, pistol whip you then?
Yes, pistol whip.
And it went off. Okay.
Yeah, and it
okay.
shot me in the back of the head.
Now, when it hit you, what did you, you knew something hit you, but you didn't know, you just black out, nothing?
I just blacked out, yeah. Because when I got to the hospital, it was like, we don't know why the fuck you alive.
So when you woke up and walked yourself,
do you know
how long it had been?
No.
But you didn't know you were still, did you know you were shot? Did you feel a hole? Did you feel what?
No, I just, blood was just running out my head.
Jesus.
Just running out my head.
And what'd you do? Call 911 from a payphone and just sit there till they came?
Yeah, they was like, you sure you've been shot? And I was like, well, I'm bleeding, goddammit.
And then when did you shoot him?
I shot him at a Thai shop.
Thai
food or
no tire?
Oh, tire.
Tire.
He was buying a spare tire, so I saw.
Of course, he was just buying.
Was this after he?
Daryl don't have any money.
After he shot me, I wanted to shoot him back because he fucking shot me.
Yeah, fuck yeah. How long after he shot you?
Probably about 6 months later. I shot him in the fucking leg, and with a 22, and it broke his. I shot him in the ankle, and it broke his whole leg.
Damn.
So I go to the hospital to pick him up because
pick him up.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
This shit is normal where I come from, okay? So I go to the hospital.
How's that feel? Pick you up in about 4 hours. How long was he in there for?
He was in there like all day because they was x-raying and, you know, the 22, it moved and it broke his leg. And so they put a cast all the way up to his fucking hip. So I said, I snuck in the hospital because the police was looking for me. I was like, look, bitch, I'm coming back to get you. I shot you so I could take care of you. So he's like, go on, get out of here before I tell the
fucking
police
you're
here.
Yeah.
So when they released him, I went to go get him, but he called another baby mama.
Oh.
So I'm
damn, and every time you want to think Daryl's going to do the right thing.
Never. So he was in front of Grady Hospital. I took my car and I ran that nigger over and broke his cast.
What? In the parking lot, please.
Because he wouldn't get in the car with me. So I ran that motherfucker over.
Ran him over?
And it broke that goddamn cast up so bad. And he out there screaming like a bitch. I said, I told you I shot you so I could take care of you. I'll be back, motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
I haven't reset that shit. I'll be back tonight.
Oh, my God.
Did you ever see him again after that?
Yeah.
So I picked
after
him up
he
that
shot
night.
Me, we was in the bed the next day. When I got released from the hospital. I was like, oh, you love me. You shot me. So I was like, oh, I love you. You shot me.
Well, I'm going to show you how much I love you. I'm going to fucking run you over.
Yeah.
Shot him, ran him over. And then you were like, nah, I'm the one that's going to take care of you. That's the way that shit's going to be.
And then how did you finally break it off with him?
I tell you, after so much abuse and, you know, just been done wrong, fucking.
But of all the drugs and things you talk about selling, it sounded like you were hooked on Daryl's drug. Like Daryl was the drug.
Daryl was
for
cocaine
you.
To me.
There
fucking
it is.
Dr. Drew over here, huh?
So. Yeah, I guess. I mean, you know, you're 12 years old. You're from the hood with no daddy. I realized later in life that I was just looking for a father figure. That he's fucking 8 years older than me. He shouldn't have been. Who fucks a 12-year-old?
Well, I mean, yes, of course. That's,
you know, who fucks a 12-year-old? I mean, I got a 16-year-old daughter. Yeah, Daryl. And he's, you know what he says today? I asked him, I said, you know, it still fucks
with me. Why, you still
me.
Talk to him?
Yes.
What?
Well, they share kids, I guess. Is that
no, why? This nigga ain't never did shit for the kids.
Then what the fuck are you talking to him for?
I don't know.
What does Daryl have over
nothing.
You?
Nothing. He don't have shit. I don't, honestly, I've never slept with him since I've been
I believe
mad.
You, but what's the voodoo?
I don't know how to hate. Like, most people would be upset and hate.
You're not a hate. You ran him over.
He got shot
in
the
head. That was love.
That was
fucking
love.
That was
love.
He'd love me because you shot me.
I mean, I talk to him not a lot, but, you know, every now and then I do talk to him because my daughter used to talk to him a lot. But, I mean, I don't know how to hate him. People ask him. Me all the time, how do you talk to him? I asked him, I said, you know, how do you feel? I guess I was looking for some closure. So I said, Daryl, how could you take a 12-year-old childhood? You fucked a child. Yeah. That's child molestation. You know what this motherfucker said? He said, your mind and body wasn't 12.
Jesus.
And that shit
Jesus.
Hit me in my chest like a brick.
Yeah, I bet.
He would never admit to fucking nope. molest, because it's child molestation.
Well, I'll tell you yes. this. Even if a child's body is adult, the mind isn't unless you take advantage. And he, like, you know, he took advantage and prayed because it's so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, because that's all I knew was Daryl for years.
Yeah.
So, but that's life.
Is your mom still alive?
Mm-mm.
No?
She died after I had my first baby. She died at 39.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow. That is so young.
Oh, man. So you were all alone.
You were all alone.
I had to bury her because she didn't have no life insurance. So I had to take my drug dealing money and bury her. And you want to hear how fucked up this was? Here I am. I think I'm 16 paying for my mama's funeral, which is about probably 10 grand. I had never been to a fucking funeral in my life. So the guy was like, Pat, I need you to bring your mama some clothes. This is how naive I was. I go to Macy's and buy her a negligee. Honest to God. And the guy was like, you want me to put your mom on this? I'm like, it's a fucking nightgown. And my mama died. She had diabetes. She had one leg. So he put the little garter on her leg and had her in the casket looking like a hoe.
First of all,
he had her in the cast. I didn't put her on the shit. I just bought it.
Tell you right now, that half leg looks better now than it ever did.
And yeah. Daryl's hitting on her in the coffin.
He probably fucking.
So does your?
He probably would have fucked my mama. Had that little leg on his shoulder.
That little leg.
Oh, Daryl did not discriminate against pussy. If it was a pussy, he was gonna get it.
Oh my god!
So does Daryl? You said talks to one of your daughters that he's
he only
fathered?
Father to one. I have a daughter and a son by Daryl.
Right, but he only fathered what? He only has a relationship with the daughter.
Well, my son really never knew him because I met my husband in the kindergarten. Well, my son was in the kindergarten,
yeah.
So he don't really remember him. So when I moved to Indianapolis, I left my oldest daughter there.
Oh,
in
really?
Atlanta. So she built a relationship, kind of a relationship with him, but they don't speak anymore. But she tried to build a relationship with him.
How did that make you feel that Daryl was going to be a male figure in your daughter's life, especially
well,
after you really?
He wasn't a male figure because she was already grown.
Okay.
You know, he came to the graduation with the fucking a card. No money, no nothing.
Yeah.
You know, she only daddy she know is my husband.
Yeah, okay.
So I guess she was just trying to build that relationship.
She just wanted to have, she had questions and stuff like that.
I guess I'm fucking, I told her not to deal with his ass, but she dealt with him anyway, so.
Yeah.
Damn. I mean.
And then that's it, huh?
Nah, I guess. I mean.
I'm just kidding.
I got much more to tell.
Yeah, I mean, we want to hear all of it. I'm speechless. For the first time, I really feel like I'm speechless. That's a hell of a fucking, that's a beginning. Just the beginning.
Yeah, that was the beginning of my life. I mean, I got my life back. You know, I got my life together. I got a job.
So what was your first real job?
McDonald's.
McDonald's, really?
Yeah, when I was on welfare and Bill Clinton was in office, I had to go through the welfare to work program to keep my food stamps and welfare. So I get my first job working at McDonald's. I'm stealing out of the register every day.
How much? What are you skimming?
About $100, $50. You know, you can't steal much. It's fucking McDonald's.
Yeah.
Everybody was doing it. So, you know, I'm not selling crack anymore or forging checks. I'm always about
forging checks. That just got fucking passed over. What do you mean? You were forging checks before?
Yeah, crackhead taught me how to forge checks, but them things, that was a little too dangerous for me. So I would buy the checkbooks and give them to my nieces and, hey, y'all go write these checks and this is what I want back.
Wow. Okay.
So after I did that, I working at McDonald's, stealing every day out of the restaurant. I'm married by now. And my husband don't steal, so you don't tell my husband you steal because he want to give you this whole lecture. Oh, do the right thing. Oh, fuck you, dude. I'm from the street. I'm not used to making $8 an hour.
Yeah.
Fuck, I mean, $6.25 an hour. And
that's what minimum wage was then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, honestly, I'm working one day, and this is how fucking ghetto I was. I don't even know how my husband dated me. I was like, I would have never dated me. So I'm stealing money. I had just stole this $100, and this white guy walk in with this plug in his ear. And I was like, this motherfucker coming to lock me up. They done caught me. He said, it's clear, send them in. In walked President Jimmy Carter. I remember his face, what? But I could not remember his name. He get to the rest, and I just fucking did ghetto shit. I looked at Jimmy Carter. I was like, nigga, where the fuck I know you from? Jimmy Carter.
My God.
That's my most embarrassing moment. Jimmy Carter, young lady, young lady, young lady. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you, dude? And the boy was like,
did he say that to you?
Yes. Yes, he was like, young, like, but Secret Service was laughing his ass off. You know, that's
if
how
that was, if the
hood.
Video, if the phone camera existed today, that would have, that would blow up the YouTube probably.
He fucking turned pink. And the guy on the grill was like, Patricia, that's the president. I was like, I told you, I know you, nigga, your cheeseburger free. And Jim called like, young lady, don't say that, young lady. But we call everybody the N words in the hood.
Yeah. That ain't all that's free. Give me that hundo.
So I get on the phone and I call my intelligent husband. I just met that nigga Jimmy Carter. He was like, no, Pat, don't say that. Don't say that.
Oh, my God.
That's my most embarrassing moment in life.
You're like, you want to know what's really going on in America? I'm 19. I got two kids. Yeah. Selling crack when shot twice.
You should have told
no,
Jimmy
I didn't
Carter.
Have two kids. I had six kids by this time because my sister was on crack. And me and my, right after I got married, I got custody of my sister four kids. So now
because why
got
your sister
kids.
Was on crack?
Yeah, they took our kids. She was very unfit.
So you have your two with Daryl, and now you got how many of Daryl's brothers?
One of Daryl's brothers and three of another guy.
Daryl just stays in your life.
Damn, were you raising them all?
Yeah.
With your now husband?
Kids. With my now husband. We were in our early 20s.
And to what age did you raise them? Did you raise them all the way till they grew up?
No. My sister came back and got them when I had them for 10 years.
Whoa.
So she was determined to get it. It was four beautiful girls. Turn them into straight hoes. I just got one of them back.
That's what she wanted to do?
Well, that's what she was. That's all she was ever. On drugs, a hoe.
Yeah.
Just doing shit, you know, hood shit. That's her mentality.
Yeah.
So she come and get the girls back because I always kept temporary custody because I one day wanted to give them back to her.
And you were hoping she'd come around like you were coming around.
Yes, but that wasn't working. So she get the girls. All of them got kids. Her daughter live with me now. She's 23 with four kids. She have a 20-year-old that has five kids. She have a 28-year-old with three kids and one other daughter that have one kid. So I go home for Christmas, and my niece is homeless with four fucking
kids. Like, I can't get all you gifts. I just can't do it, man. I can't. Wait, your niece was homeless with four kids?
Yeah, so I brought her back to my house. And my husband's like, don't do that shit. We ain't got time for that shit
no
more.
In Indianapolis or in Atlanta?
Indianapolis. I moved four. Fuck, it's nine people in my house now.
Do the white right
now,
people come over and introduce themselves every time there's a new person in your house? We know you're here now, too. We know you're here now, too.
Not yet.
So you have nine at your house right now?
Yes.
God, is that nine plus you two, 11 in the house, or nine total?
No, nine total. Nine. It was okay. Four of us. And then I brought her and her four kids, so nine people.
Damn. Does she have a job?
Fuck yeah, she got a job. I was like, look here, bitch, you ain't going to be getting that shit at my house. We don't do that over here. You're going to get a job, and that's her first fucking job. How do you have four fucking kids, and it's your first job?
What's the job?
Damn.
She works at Harlem Bakery.
Harlem Bakery?
Yeah, so she bakes fucking bread every day.
That's cool.
But, you know, she's still got that mentality.
As long as she's
like,
bringing the bread home. You know what I'm saying, Miss Pat? You know what I'm saying? You better be charging rent and some groceries.
Oh, you know I'm fucking charging rent? The fuck is you talking about?
Using that Xbox? It's $4.
It's $4, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Wait, now, so your other nieces, are they all doing okay? Are they all in?
They just hoes. They all on drugs, like my sister.
All still in Atlanta?
Yeah. Like my niece, let me tell you, I got to tell you this story.
So are they still in the hood?
Fuck yeah, they still in the hood. So, where are they going
to
go?
It's tough to get out of the hood.
Daryl's over there right now.
Yeah, he probably is. It's tough to get out of the hood. I mean, because you know what? People don't realize when you grow up in that environment, for some people it comes mentally. That's all they know.
Yeah.
Everything else on the outside, don't it? Like, what the fuck are y'all doing? Y'all doing it wrong.
Yeah.
But you got to want more. And you got to be willing to give up. A lot of time when you leave in the hood, you got to be willing to give up fucking family members who don't want to make a change.
Yeah.
Like, my family look at me and like, oh, you think you better than everybody? No, motherfucker. I didn't want to lose my son at 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that Chris Rock? Remember that Chris Rock joke from his first special when it goes back to the hood and they're like, Oh, you think you're so good because you can count? I can count too. 1, 2, 5, 8, 6, 12.
Yeah. So, I just didn't want my kids growing up in that environment.
Fuck yeah.
You said you wanted to tell us a story. You said something about your niece, and he said, let me tell you this story.
I forgot. That's I got right. vertigo.
That's okay.
Vertigo? That's, did you I forget stuff with vertigo?
Well, vertigo make you dizzy. So
right.
I got vertigo from taking too many X-Lax.
Come on.
Yeah, you know you can get vertigo from being dehydrated?
No.
Yeah.
I don't learn about that
all,
right now.
First of all, you just, did you hear what she said?
Yeah.
She goes, I got vertigo from taking
too many X-Lax.
And you're like, what? And you're like, yeah, you didn't know you get it from being dehydrated?
She shat herself in the dehydration.
Yeah. I know. You do get dehydrated when you shit a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get it. You got to keep drinking that water.
Yeah, so I got vertigo. That's how I gained vertigo. Too many X-Lax. So, and ballerina tea. You know that ballerina tea?
No.
It's the shit that bitches take that you're not a ballerina. This is not a ballerina body, but it just constantly keeps you in the bathroom.
Yeah. But can you just imagine right now being one of the kids living in the house and this chick's just around all the time? Good dude. Lord.
What kids? My kids?
All the kids that are in your house right now.
I curse at my kids.
Here's my question for you.
Do they curse?
Fuck no.
Okay.
Nothing. Don't allow it at all.
No.
No.
You don't curse at my motherfucking house. I feed you. You don't disrespect me. I have grown kids that don't curse. You don't drink, you don't dance, and you don't disrespect
no,
me.
No, dancing?
I fucking
What is this, Footloose?
No. I fucking hate dancing because I grew up in a fucking looker house, bootleg house. My grandfather was a bootlegger in Atlanta. And every Friday, we would have to entertain the drunks by dancing, you know, because you hear all the comedians, black comedians, talk about this shit. And my mom was like, get out there and dance. But when we danced, these drunk motherfuckers in the lookout would be looking at me like they wanted to fuck me. Jesus. And I would say to myself, bitch, won't you dance for them?
Yeah,
because you don't talk bad to black parents. You get out here and dance with these pervert looking motherfuckers, look like they want to lick on my 8-year-old ass.
Yeah.
So I fucking hate dancing. I mean, it's so much went on in that fucking looker house growing up in a bootleg house. It just fucking, like, it turned me up. Like, my mama, honestly, when I was...
Wait a minute. Hold on. I get what a bootlegger house is. What's a looker house, though?
Looker. We call it looker house. You know, looker, L-I-Q-U-O-R.
Oh, liquor.
Liquor, yeah. I'm not...
Well, it sound like perverts liquor. Were looking.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that was a looker room, at least.
And so my mama would have me do so many fucking tragic bullshit. Like, honestly, when I was little, my mama would have me on Friday when everybody come to the house and get drunk and fall asleep. My job was to go and steal the drunk person money out of the pocket. You laughing at? So
I love it. She had it all set up. Like, you're gonna do this.
Yes.
You're gonna get shoes, and leather only.
No. I got paid $5 per person. For every person I robbed, I got $5 until I asked for a raise.
Damn. What you ask for?
I was watching
Sesame Street. After that.
I asked for 10%, but my mama was uneducated and I was too, so neither one of us knew what 10%
was.
So she gave me $10 a person.
That's good.
To play Pac-Man. That's all I fucking wanted to do, was play Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
did you ever get caught? Somebody
never,
wake up
I was
on
so
you?
So fucking good.
Yeah.
I would take the money because most, you know, that was late 70s, the early 80s. So most guys tote their money in the top of their overalls. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So it was easy just to go in there and get the money, snap it back. And I'm a little girl. I was very small.
And they were wasted too, right?
They
just
was
drunk.
Fucking wasted. Yeah. My granddaddy made corn liquor. So, I mean, I saw so fucking much. Like, I saw my granddaddy shoot this lady one time. What? She called him a black faggot, and you don't call black men faggots. They don't have that shit. And they used to call my granddaddy 38. So he said, bitch, I got your faggot. He took out 2 38 pills and shot
two.
At the same
he Yosemite Sammed her.
I'm not lying. He shot this bitch so many times, and I'm standing on the porch holding his leg and
holding his leg.
Yeah.
Oh, she's tiny.
I used to love my grandfather. He shot this bitch so many times. She was smoking when she hit the ground. So my run outside. my aunt run outside and she was like, "Daddy, you shot her." He was like, "Fuck her. Go pull the corn lookout before the police get here because I don't want to be arrested." And I'm like, well, what about this bitch on the ground by
the right? What about the one still smoking over
here? He got 15 years for shooting that lady.
He did, he really?
Yes. Yes. Woo. And if she would have died, he would have got life.
She lived?
Yes. He shot her finger off and he shot her like 5-6 times in the side. And she was on a bag and everything. It was pissing me off.
She was on a bag.
You know, like a
colostomy bag. I had a fan one time sent us his sister's colostomy bag, and we autographed it and sent it back to her. Yeah.
I heard that
weirdest autograph I've ever given.
That colostomy bag got her dehydrated. She got vertigo.
But I was so pissed off because he shot this fucking lady. And this lady used to make the best fucking Jamaican rice because she lived behind us. I was like, who the fuck is your neighbor? She lived behind her.
She came over to introduce herself. Grandpa's just shooting her.
No. She had been in the house drinking. And she got drunk. And she was like, "Fuck you, you old black faggot. You fucking your retarded son." My granddad's like, "Okay, bitch, it's time for you to die. You called me a black faggot.
And you said I'm bagging my son."
Yeah. My uncle named Uncle Cecil. He was crippled.
He was crippled. Uncle Cecil? How was he crippled?
His fucking knees went in together. Crippled. You know, the knees, when the people with the knees knocking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, he walked with his on his
but
side.
But it wasn't from a shooting injury. It was birth. This was a birth defect.
And Uncle Cecil was the most interesting person there. He was sat on the front porch, and everybody knew he was retarded, but this is what he would say. You walked by, he was like, "Hey, girl, give me 2 nickels. 2 nickels make a dime." But he didn't like dimes, so if you gave him a dime, he would beat your ass.
What the fuck?
He would knock you the fuck unconscious.
What if you gave him a quarter?
He would get your ass beat. All he wanted was nickels.
Don't give him anything, but it had to be 2, or you could give him as many as you wanted.
I mean, you can give him as many as you want, okay. But he would always say, "Hey, boy, give me 2 nickels. 2 nickels make a dime." But you give him, like, when we tuck him out in public.
I tell you what, take a quarter. Beat the shit out of you.
I tell you, he used to call the police, right? This was back when the Atlanta police wore the bow ties. So he would call the police and hang up because he hated uniform people in uniform. When they get there, he would whoop their ass. And I remember he grabbed this white woman one day.
Was he strong?
Fuck, ain't all retarded people strong. This white lady walk up on the porch and say, "Who called 911? My Uncle Cease opened the door and grabbed this bitch by that bow tie.
White lady
a
cop?
A white officer, yeah.
Oh, man.
She called back up. I thought I saw a police officer jumping off our house until my motherfucking Uncle Cease back. They beat the dog shit out of my uncle.
SWAT coming through the windows and shit. It's Cecil again.
But they had gotten used to it. They was like, "Hey, don't fucking go. It's Cecil calling the police. He want to whoop our ass."
He didn't like anybody in uniform, huh?
No.
UPS showed up. He's like, "Motherfuck, I don't like them brown shorts." And just
no, whoop. But we used to take, my granddad used to take him to the store with a change around his waist.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because if he got away and the security guard was at the grocery store, he would beat the fuck out of the security guard.
Oh, my God.
I'm not lying. I'm telling you true. I called my sister and verified this shit. But Uncle Cesar hated.
Do you ever trust your drunk ass sister? I ain't fucking the drug.
No, she crack free. She just got out of jail.
How long ago?
Probably a month ago.
Wow, congrats. Good
what
for her.
Was she in jail for?
I know what she was. She was in jail because she was smoking crack with my cousin Fat Man, transsexual boyfriend.
Hang on.
No,
hang on. Is it Fat Man a nickname, or are you saying?
Well, we black.
I'm trying to follow in all
no,
that.
Fat Man is my cousin, but I don't know his real name.
Okay, so the Fat Man is your cousin.
Yeah, none of us know each other's real names. So she was smoking crack with my cousin, Fat Man, transsexual, whatever. You know them dudes with dicks. So I guess the transsexual had smoked too much of the dope, and my sister got mad. So they got into it. When my sister saw her at the store, she rounded up. She took her car and hit the transsexual. And then
just like you did with Daryl, that
no,
shit runs in the family.
No, but what happened was she backed up and ran back over the transsection. So that's why she got the time.
Because
the judge said, "Well, going forward, it could have been a mistake, but bitch, you backed up and ran."
Yeah,
back over
right, the right. Yeah.
Did he die?
No, he just fucked up his leg.
Damn. And how long was she in for that? What do you get for that?
She was in there for a year.
A year.
This is the first time she's been drug free since I've known her.
Oh, wow.
Well, now here's something we didn't ask you. You've gone to jail. You've been to prison or you've been to jail?
I've been to prison.
You've been to prison. For what and for how long?
A year, crack. Selling crack.
Just for the selling it?
Yeah.
At what age was that?
I was 18. 17.
Okay.
That's what, because you remember when crack first came out. So it got so bad in the black community.
Big. Like so when Rubik's, right around Rubik's Cube. I remember.
Yeah.
Same time.
Well, it was a little bit after Rubik's Cube.
Was it after? 80s. Yeah, what, yeah. In 80s? That's it's crack 80s. Would you say it's an 80s drug,
right?
Because
I had my daughter in 86. So yeah. 88 by the time I was selling it. So when it first came out, it was so bad that they had to change the age that you went to jail. You used to go to jail when you was 18. You would go to juvenile at 17, but so many young kids were selling it. They was going to juvenile. Their parents just come and sign them out. So they changed the law in Georgia. Honestly, wow. So they changed the law in Georgia that you would go to jail at 17. So the officer, we were talking about the police officer earlier, who wanted to lock me up, Officer Beard, they allowed me to sell crack and drive with a crackhead in my car with a learner's license. He was like, bitch, I'm not going to lock you up until I can send you to jail. My birthday is April the 2nd. I got my first dope charge April the 5th.
Wow.
At 17.
At 17. I got a $25,000 bond because I went to this. I was in jail in the city of Atlanta, and the city of Atlanta was so fucking crooked. All I had to do was get the bond. I had the lawyer that used to be my lawyer is really big time now. So I had to pay for a fucking shake dancer. They called shake dancer back then. Well, fucking dancer.
Don't you even fucking dance near me.
I had to pay for a dancer for the judge. And he gave me a $25,000 bond.
Wait, what?
A shake dancer would come.
Well, we used to be called shake dancers, but now they're called dancers, right?
Okay.
I'm fucking from the 80s. Them bitches were shake dancers. They done upgraded. I guess they get health care now. So now they're called dancers.
Okay.
So I had to pay for him to have a party.
So you sent him a private dancer.
Yes.
And that enabled you to get the $25,000. But what would it have been if you didn't do that?
I don't know. They were so fucking crazy. Cricket. Yeah.
So you sent him some pussy.
I paid for the dancers, and I got a bun for $25,000. Wow. And I was out the next day.
Damn. That's crazy. So do you have, like, are you in touch with most of your family now? Like, do you guys all have, like, family barbecues? Or
we see each other at when somebody die.
Well, Cecil, how's Cecil doing?
Cecil. Oh, he been dead.
Oh, he's dead?
Yeah, granddaddy dead, too.
And, yeah.
My cousin had granddaddy for a while because granddaddy was in his 90s when he passed. So we put him in an old folks home because he was just too heavy for my cousin to see about. Mm-hmm. So I said, granddaddy, I'm coming to see you. You'll be 90 years old or 98 years old or some shit like that. And I said, I'm coming to see you. He's like, don't come see me. These crackers can't cook. I told God to come get me. He died the next day.
So there is a God is what you're saying.
I'm telling you, he died the next day. I was like, this mother, because you know my granddaddy liked grape soda, and I know this is the most racist
shit. First of all, how the hell do I know that?
You know he did, Jack.
He loved grape soda, so he
didn't want shooting people, apparently.
He didn't like no present. Just bring him a 2-liter of grape soda. So I was like, I'm coming to the old folks, and I'm going to bring you some grape soda. He's like, I told God, I'm coming to get me the cracker can't cook here. They don't use salt. He died the next day.
Damn. Mm. Do you cook?
Look at me.
So yeah, you cook.
No, this Chick-fil-A. This Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
I cook a little bit. My husband do a lot better job than I do.
Okay.
I'm a DIY person. Like, I can really take some shit and turn it into shit.
Like food? Or are you talking like...
No, furniture.
Oh, furniture.
You look, you took Daryl turning into two kids. Look at you. DIY.
No, that was not a fucking DIY. That called getting dick down in the graveyard.
Please tell me it was in the graveyard.
That's why I lost my virginity.
In the graveyard.
Daryl didn't have any money. He was married.
Daytime or nighttime?
Nighttime.
Oh, my God.
And that's the most spookiest shit ever.
Hell, yeah.
To fuck in the graveyard. But you know what?
And it's Daryl.
I never fucked on kids. Tombstones. Nowhere near kids.
Thank God. Checking the ages. Hold up.
Yeah, I got to make sure that they're able to.
I love that you had a deadbeat fucking you in the cemetery.
I like your logic to shit, okay?
He's got good logic.
Dad be fucking you in the cemetery. That's hilarious. I think I done scared the fuck out of him.
Oh,
you okay?
My God.
I'm fine. I mean, I want to know what furniture you're building.
No, I do Goodwill. I go to Goodwill and I take a dress or something.
Yeah.
And I sand it down and repaint it or redo it. I do a lot of that.
That's fun.
That is fun. That's what I do when I'm home. I have a lot of projects.
Me too. That's what I do for... You got to find a way to get your creativity going and step away from stand-up, right?
Because stand-up can be very depressing. Every day I want to quit.
Yeah.
Because I'm not one of these cute little white girls who can stick their titty out, who can look sexy and talk about
balls. You can't even
balls.
Stick... You can only stick one titty.
Yeah, one good one.
I got two titties.
Let's be honest.
Okay, the bitch healed. But, you know.
My areola healed up.
Yeah, it healed, but, you know, I can't compete with these little cute white girls out here with short skirts on and just being on stage talking about balls and nonsense. I'm a grown ass woman. I've been through some shit.
You hell yeah. Well, who would ever want. Who wants to hear anything from chicks like that? I want to hear
well,
that,
the
real.
That's who
the
you
real.
See on TV. What the fuck are you talking about? You ever seen me on
you,
TV?
You haven't
you
scared
know
us.
The fuck
but you
I,
would...
I was if it wasn't for Twitter.
You see
for
the map
why
over
are you getting
there,
in my face?
You see
I'm
that
not
map?
In your fucking face.
See that map? The middle of the country would definitely be scared, I feel like. We're not scared. But you're yeah. right. TV would be scared of you.
You why? I mean, it's the truth.
I mean,
TV
that's the
wasn't
truth.
Scared
for sure.
of prior. I mean, think about this.
Yeah, they were. He was supposed to be in Blazing Saddles, and they wouldn't let him. So he wrote for Blazing Saddles. They wouldn't let him be the main lead in that. They were scared of him. He wrote for Sanford and Son.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let him on that.
I mean, but when you don't you think people
I don't know
be
if they wouldn't let him, but you never saw him.
Instead of just standing on stage and being
yes.
cute, it's a bunch of these bitches running
Of course.
Around.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know, well, I mean, my problem is I think it's I'm a black woman. And if this shit would have happened to a guy, it would be okay. Because mm-hmm. you don't know how many... I have an all-white audience. And a lot of time, white women like, oh my God. I'd be like, get the fuck away from me. I don't want to cry. I'm over this shit. I want to laugh. You got shit going on in your life, too. Let's tell me your problem so we can fucking laugh about it.
Yeah.
And I got to get out of here because Daryl's waiting on me outside. Is my
Daryl's
ride back to the... Here's
no.
what I want to know. You want? I want to know what made you turn. You got out. You said it's so right. hard to get out. What made you... turn around like what obviously a good man came in your life but what made you commit to that instead of staying where everyone else stayed
well I tell you I had a friend that was a big time drug dealer and this ain't his real name this is his name was D and but you looked at this dude you would think he was fucking corporate America but supplied me with so many kilos of drugs it was ridiculous he had a construction company and he would always say
he was Stringer Bell
I don't know
you see the wire That's him. He was the front.
Yeah, I hated that show. I tell you why. It was too much close to my life. And I told my husband, you only watch this shit because you didn't live it. And when I watched it, I was like, holy fuck, this shit is real. So yeah. At first I hated it. I wouldn't watch it. But anyway, I had this friend named D that was, even though I sold drugs for him, way before I met my husband, he was like, Rabbit, you one day want a man who's going to help you with your kids. So he would take me out of the hood, take me to, like, we would go see model homes and, like, we would go to, like, Haverty's and just show me nice shit.
Yeah.
And take me on dinners to nice restaurants and take me out. We never fucked. He didn't want to fuck me. He said, I just want to show you that there's another world other than that fucking corner on Ashby Grove in Atlanta.
Mm.
And then my eyes started to open. He showed me the way a man should treat me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
We never
fucked. We never dated. But he just always opened the door for me, talked to me nice. And I sold all the drugs for him. But by the
time, I mean, listen,
by 95% the time I got to my husband, I was a little bit ready. You know, my husband, he was able to hand the torch off to my husband.
Yeah. No, I like that. And, you know, I think also a big part of maybe you getting out and you tell me is you weren't doing drugs.
I was not doing drugs.
You know, that's a huge... I mean, how often do you hear that? I mean, that's probably
yes.
the number one thing
and
that
And I
keeps...
didn't get any gold teeth.
No?
I didn't get any gold teeth. I mean, a lot of shit that
just Daryl.
It was just Daryl. A lot of the shit black people did, I used to always think that it was so fucking ignorant. Like, I grew up watching Leave It to Beaver, and I thought all moms was like this bitch. So I used to say, I know these people stole me, because Leave It to Beaver don't go through this
stole
bullshit
me.
I'm going through. You know, I thought everybody had a mama like Leave It to Beaver, whatever the bitch name was.
Yeah.
But I was like, who? I just always say, I know these niggas stole me. I don't supposed to be in this house. Because my mom would do cruel shit. Like, I had a chicken in the backyard, and I would go outside, and I would talk to this chicken. His name was Cuckoo. And I would say, I hate this bitch, Cuckoo. She be shooting at us. She gonna fucking feed us, right? And I get home, and this bitch...
Cuckoo's like, well, look at me, bitch. What do you think's going to happen to my ass?
I haven't eaten in 3 weeks. Fuck you, bitch.
You're talking to the wrong person,
I'm
man.
A fucking chicken.
And when she killed...
I'm for dinner tonight,
when
man.
She killed Cuckoo... Oh my God, she scared the fuck out of me because I get home from school and she got Cuckoo by the neck and I'm looking at Cuckoo and he looking at me and I'm like, did you snitch on me, nigga? Did you tell him? And she killed my fucking chicken. Right after that, we moved and then my Ronald Reagan killed my dog. So I was fucking devastated.
Ronald Reagan killed your dog?
Yes.
Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan now, huh?
No, honestly, this is what happened. So it was the second time Ronald Reagan got reelected and Pup-Pup was on the back porch at my house behind
my That's
my
your room. Dog?
Yeah, Pup-Pup.
What kind of dog was Pup-Pup?
A mutt? German Shepherd.
Ooh, a big dog.
Probably wasn't mutt. But anyway, time they said, your new president is Ronald Reagan. He jumped out the porch. And I was like, no, Pup-Pup, don't kill your fucking self. You all I got. And that shit devastated me.
What, are you running in the street or something?
No, he just jumped out the back porch and fucking hung himself.
What level were
you? Oh, he was,
he was on some high stairs.
Oh.
So, you know, it was raining that night, too. So I was going to go out there and pull him up. And all I hear, and I was like, Mom, I think Pup-Pup jumped out the back porch. Fuck that nigga. I was like, my motherfucking dog out there hanging. So when it started raining, I go around and Pup-Pup done fucking killed himself like a Republican.
Like a Republican.
The Reagan. Reagan killed her dog.
Yep. I say, I would never vote Republican. Only because they, honestly, Pup-Pup killed himself. I was fucking devastated.
Oh my gosh.
Dead chicken, dead dog. Any other pets?
Well, we had a Siamese cat. We didn't have one. We wanted an Atari when I was a little girl.
You what?
Atari.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You won one?
No, we wanted
one. Oh, you wanted one.
But we couldn't afford one. So my brother figured if he would go to the white neighborhood and steal something, we could sell it in the hood. So this nigga gonna steal a Siamese cat that nobody know what the fuck it is.
Look at this, dog.
It's Persian, man.
I was like, what the fuck is this? Oh, no, but this nigga look expensive. Look at all that jewelry around his neck. It's like, what the fuck? So we trying to sell a Siamese cat in the hood where nobody know what the fuck a Siamese cat is. And the Siamese cat hated us. Our house was so fucking ragged and we had roaches. The cat looked at us like, what the fuck is going on? Why is this fucking house so nasty, you niggers? And the cat always stayed on the heels. My mom was like, get that motherfucking uppity ass cat out of here. And the cat hated my mama. He ran away too.
He ran away?
We opened that door. You ever seen a cat run like a Clydesdale horse? I was like, no, nigga, come get me. I want to go
I know why your dog killed himself.
Oh, my God.
you don't have any pets now?
I don't. My mama had a chihuahua. I got to tell y'all this story. So my mama had a chihuahua. She fucking loved chihuahuas. But my mama was a fucking drunk. So a lot of times she would go off with the chihuahua. He'd get hit by the car, run off. And she would always buy the same fucking dog. But this is how stupid we was. The dog name was Chihuahua.
That's so, every time.
Yeah, we didn't know the dog that was his breed. I thought that was his fucking name, Chihuahua. God. So when I got grown, we was like, remember our dog named Chihuahua? And I saw the Taco Bell dog, and that's a Chihuahua. I was like, what the fuck? I was so confused when Taco Bell came out with that Chihuahua. I was like, that was my mama fucking dog named Chihuahua. And she had like 10 of them bitches.
Wow. Oh, my God.
So let me ask you now, because now, I mean, obviously we're talking a lot about the past, but... When you in your house now, 9 people, how many bedrooms in that house?
I have a 5,500 square feet home.
Holy shit.
6 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, 2 kitchens, and 2 laundry rooms.
2 kitchens?
2 laundry rooms.
Before my niece moved in, my 2 kids had to hold downstairs. They each got their own bathroom, and it's 3 bedrooms and a laundry room.
The 16 and the 14-year-old? Mm-hmm.
They have a living room, and then it's a movie theater down there.
Wow. Look at you, huh?
I'm doing okay.
Doing really good.
Yeah.
Well,
especially where you came from.
Yeah.
No, my husband have a job.
Yeah.
I'm a struggling ass comic, okay? That doesn't have nice thighs that I can stick out and people just come around. You know what I'm saying?
My shit
got a few marks on them and a few holes in them. You know?
And what's Daryl doing these days? For real?
Daryl is working at Jiffy Lube.
Is he? He's ripping people
He's
off.
Fucking hates me too because I'm doing so much.
You need a new air filter. I just got one 3,000 miles ago, Daryl. You need another one.
You know what? He still pays me child support for the 2 older kids, 27, 28. So he called me up about a year ago. I was like, I want you to get your child support cut off. I'm like, why? He's like, because I just got married and I got a new baby and we struggling. I'm like, fuck your new baby and fuck you. I'm keeping my fucking... It was like, it was like fucking $15 a month. So he's like, what the fuck you going to do with $15? I was like, bitch, I'm going to buy me some Chick-fil-A.
Why does he have to pay all the way till they're in their 20s?
Because he never paid when they was kids. And no, I got welfare. And you got to pay back welfare.
Oh, okay.
So all the years that I didn't get off welfare until my, until I was probably married about 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
So he's still paying and he fucking hates me. Because I won't cut it off, but I need my fucking little $15.
Yeah, fuck Daryl.
Yeah, then my daughter was, Daryl. You know, my daughter's like, "Won't you cut that man?" I was like, "Bitch, was you there when he shot me in my head? Gave me gonorrhea, crabs, and fleas? Fuck you! I'm keeping this is for the abuse that I went through in my life.
Yeah,
fuck you! I'm keeping these $15.
Get it back, girl.
Yeah, and I go. You cannot go to the ATM with $15. Okay, so it's just strictly swiping. So sometimes I try to let it add up.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't know what your schedule's like. If there's anything else you'd love to tell us, we'd love to hear it. You got any other stories you want to throw out at us?
How long have we been going?
We've been going 1 hour and 15.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fuck, I can talk.
I know, but it goes by so fast when it's good. I mean, if you have anything else, but I know you're in town doing like 800 podcasts.
I know. I'm about to call myself the queen of podcasts. What you think?
I think it works. Yeah. Are you doing stand-up while you're here, too?
I just got a spot tonight at the Comedy Store.
Oh, great. Cool.
Yeah, so I didn't really come out for that. I came out to do you and then Rogan and everybody else. You know, that's not, you know.
Oh, I love it. I'm so glad that you did.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like really doing a lot of stand-up when I'm out here. They so fucking phony. You know, if I hear one more fucking cat joke, my vagina gonna drop and crack. I fucking hate cat jokes. White boys, y'all ain't got no cat jokes, do you?
No,
okay. No
fucking
jokes.
Fucking hate. I mean, cat video. I was in Minnesota last week, and I was like, can you please, white boys, go and rob a liquor store so you can be more interesting? I don't want to hear for a fucking, you don't clean your litter box on time, okay? I got a real problem, bitch. I'm missing a nipple. About to go through menopause. Fuck you.
Why don't you do the comedy studio? I mean, what's the place on Pico?
Comedy Union.
Comedy Union.
It's a good room.
Kind of
shit.
No?
I ain't got time to be fighting with no black people.
He's like white.
And why when you black, everybody try to refer you to the black room? You want to refer me to some good white room?
Yeah, Improv and Laugh Factory,
yeah,
too.
I don't fucking want to go do that.
But you said people were phony, so I figure maybe.
But how many times you going to hear the Kool-Aid jokes? I don't want to hear that bullshit. I don't want to hear that bullshit. I mean, I'm just going to do this and.
I'm glad you came to do this.
Yeah, we are. I mean, we're going to let you get out of here because we know you got to get.
Going to be excited. Yeah. When you're on.
Who? They're going to love you. They're going to tweet Feast the shit fans. Out of you.
Oh, they fucking love y'all too. I had a few that come out. I was in Minnesota and they was all like, Crab Feast. Matter of fact, a guy had on one of y'all shirts. Y'all sell shirts, don't you?
Yeah. They'll come out even more.
Oh,
now.
I do want to say this. I'm starting a podcast.
Yeah. So here, real quick, we're going to wrap up right now, but.
I'm starting a podcast.
Plug
it
everything.
It should be released next week.
Cool.
And it's called Miss Pat Comedy Cast. Nothing but the ugly truth.
Nice.
So, hopefully, I can be successful as you guys. I'm scared as fuck. I don't know if I can talk every day like this.
I got a feeling you could do it.
We're going to see. And be sure to, you know, get tickets to go see me at Dayton. That's very important. I really want to sell out that room.
Oh, yeah. If you're out in the Dayton area, go check her out. And go check. You have a website?
Yes. MissPatComedy.com. Comedian Miss Pat on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Yeah. So, check her out. Check out her dates. I'm sure they're going to be hitting you up. And check out the podcast. You'll have that on your website as well, and you'll be tweeting out when you're
released. I'll be tweeting it out. I'll release it next week. Next Tuesday. It's going to come out every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Yeah.
Say Tuesday.
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 Tuesday in January.
Say Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, say Tuesday.
Tuesday.
There you go.
What the fuck are you saying Tuesday?
That's how we say Tuesday. You say January.
We say
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Where are you guys from?
I'm from Maryland.
Massachusetts.
Ain't that the same fucking place?
Are you out of your fucking mind?
When you live in, I guess when you just grew up in Daryl's neighborhood, it all was the same fucking place.
You don't go outside your perimeter. The rest of the world don't exist. You like, why that fucking globe so big, teacher? What the fuck is that, teacher? They just teach you right there in your perimeter. Don't go outside of this shit. You get killed. You might get confused.
Seriously.
Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you. This was so much fun.
Anytime you're in town, you're always welcome on the Crab
Absolutely.
Feast. As always, I'm Jay Larson Comedy on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Ryan Sickler on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We'll talk to y'all next Tuesday.